It's only a story, Bob said. He didn't have a steamship, so he couldn't have come here.
And what sort of ship did he have? Rose asked.
The Buccaneer was a battlecruiser, wasn't it? The doctor said.
How do you know that, then? Rose asked.
Drell McCavity had a model of it. Which reminds me, he said to Bob, can you tell me what happened to McCavity's wife?
She vanished, ran off with a captain of the watch. Drell took it very badly.
He's still taking it very badly from what I saw.
Bob led them out of the room and back to the living room.
He's an obsessive sort of chap. After Larissa left him, he became obsessed with the Glint legends. That's when he started collecting.
Right, the doctor said, and because he's less of an expert and more of an obsessive, he's easy prey to anyone who has an old bit of junk they claim has something to do with Glint.
Like the dead blokes, Rose realised.
Like, as you say, are the dead blokes.
Well, Bob said slowly, he's not daft. And he knows what he doesn't know, so he usually asks my professional opinion. Only this time, he'd already bought the stuff before I could look at it for him.
That's right, Jim chipped in. You couldn't just take him an old wooden box and claim it's the resurrection casket.
Another myth? The doctor prompted.
Bob nodded.
It was what made Glint so fearsome to his enemies. The resurrection casket was said to be his greatest find from a cryonoflast clone ship, so the story goes.
And this resurrection casket thing is what, exactly? Rose asked.
It is said that the casket could contain the soul after death.
And when you open the casket, Jim said excitedly, the person is brought back to life again. So if Glint was wounded or dying or killed even, then they could just stick him in the resurrection casket and he'd come back to life.
A foe who can't be killed, the doctor mused. Yeah, that'd put the fear of Skaro into you, wouldn't it?
If the resurrection casket ever really existed, Bob said quietly. And if it really did what people think.
This isn't helping us get the TARDIS working again, Rose told the doctor when she managed to draw him to one side.
Fun though, the doctor countered.
Hey, there's something I want you to see, come on. He showed her the picture hanging on the wall. That's Glint, together with his crew.
He pointed out Robbie, the cabin boy, and then each of the robots, finishing with Salvo 750, the fiercest and most vicious pirate of the lot. Then he pointed to the edge of the picture.
See it? That dark patch. Shadows? She peered closely at it. Or maybe a figure. Difficult to tell.
I think it's the Black Shadow,
a voice said from somewhere below the picture.